Back station, please. No, I'm sorry, check that, stand by. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta, Oscar November, net control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. This net meets every Sunday, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, on or near a frequency of 39 or 32 kilohertz. Our alternate frequencies are 5346.5 and 7232 kilohertz. These are the designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF link repeaters, courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. Net is also available on EchoLink, but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning Arc Common Michigan, including Aries, NTS, and Skywarn. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, NTS officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. I'm operating Whiskey Sierra 8 Echo Oscar Charlie today. My name is Max, and I hold the position of Section Emergency Coordinator. From the PRENAC group, I have the following stations listed. KD8 RHB, N8 OBU, K8 JBD, N8 HEE, KB8 SWR, KE8 RRF, WD8 AXV, N8WRO, N8DVR, KB9IAR, WI8X, AB8MT, N8NOR, and KF8SOD. Those stations need not check in again, but other stations for the net, please call out.
Kilo Echo 8 Papa Alpha Golf, Benoit County. In and out, please.
Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Kilo Charlie, Shiawassee County, in and out.
November 8th, Quebec, Yankee, Quebec, J. N. Wayne County.
November 8th, Quebec, sorry, give it to me again.
November 8th, Quebec, Yankee, Quebec, J. N. Wayne County.
I wasn't expecting to Quebec in a call sign. Thank you. November 8th, Quebec, Yankee, Quebec. Next station, please. Any relays?
Relay.
KD8RHB, go ahead.
I think there was a Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Kilo Charlie, over.
Kilo Echo 8, say it again.
Zulu Kilo Charlie, over.
Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Kilo Charlie, thank you. I've got it on the roster. Any other relays, please call. Hearing none, let's go ahead and we'll get started here. Pulling up the calendar to take a look. There isn't a lot going on in the state this week. We have, let's turn it that way so I can see. I'm here. We had just had the FEMA Region 5 AUX ComNet this afternoon. Wednesday we do have the Michigan Communication Unit Working Group meeting. Friday at noon is the SHARES Working Group. That should be on Zoom. I think they're going to have it. They did send a notice out about it, so they apparently haven't been furloughed enough to not have it. So with that, and then of course next week, the following week, that is, the week of, March 3rd through the 5th, is the Michigan Interoperability Conference over in Muskegon. Look forward to seeing at least some of you there, and hopefully we'll have a good time together. With that, we're going to run down the roster, and we'll begin with KD8RHB to be followed by N8OBU. Mr. Brett, thank you again for taking the pre-net. How are things in District 5?
KD8RHB, good afternoon, Max. Things are going okay, quiet, working on some things. Just scheduled District 5 EC meeting for next week, Monday. May the 2nd, locally, so hopefully we can get folks there, get everybody together again. It's been a few months, so looking forward to that. Other than that, not too much going on. I had a good Skywarn meeting last week, Tuesday, had a good turnout, and basically talked about contingency with our county and then just personally, we're owning equipment and things like that. So it was kind of a good interaction there. So other than that, not much, too much to add, Max. So I'll give it back to you. This is KD8RHB. Out.
Alright, KD8RHB, KE8DOM, Michigan Section ARPS, CNET. Well, good to hear of all the things going on down in District 5. Skywarn training, yeah, Midland County, where I live, will be having its Skywarn training in March in lieu of the club's normal monthly meeting. So if anybody's in the area and they want to get Skywarn training, they can show up at the law enforcement center and learn more about that. We'll go next to A8OBU to be followed by K8JVD. Mr. Mike, thank you for setting up the remotes today. How are you doing?
Yep. I look forward to the challenge of musical frequencies every week, and I know there's nothing we can do about it, but it's just as frustrating on my end as it is on everybody else's end. But, thanks for being in control, just sitting here watching the snow outside and made some cupcakes today, not doing anything real important, but thanks for being in that control, and I'll be monitoring. And it'll be you.
All right. Thank you, sir, for riding along as always. We do appreciate your help with this. Next, we go to KAJBD to be followed by KB8SWR. Mr. Jim, how are you doing in Washtenaw County?
WSATOC. This is KJBD. Good to hear you, Max. Thanks for taking the net. Good to hear everybody else on the net there. Yeah, it's a little snow spitting around, but it's still February, and we're just getting closer to spring. What's going on here is we're trying to start some of the meetings here, get our RACES personnel meeting together. The venue for that we can do pretty easily. That happens at DOC, so we're getting some times together and getting that going. After that, we'll schedule a general office meeting. That's going to be a little more difficult. Venues are always sort of strange to get. So we're continuing to work on that. Our Skywarn net training is going to be happening on March 14th. So we will have our in-person Skywarn training here and get everybody trained up there. I'll wake up to that and say hi to whoever shows up. The other thing is our siren nets will start up in March, so we will get those cranked up and make sure that the all the sirens in the county are operational. And other than that, it's still a little bit on the quiet side, which is not necessarily a bad thing. Nice and quiet is usually my way to go, if at all possible. Anyway, thanks very much for running that. Certainly appreciate that. And with that, back to you. This is Kilo 8 to Juliet Bravo Delta.
All right. KDOM, Michigan ARPS CNET. I gotta keep looking at the top of the page to remind me which net I'm on. Good to hear from you. Sounds like you got activity starting back up in Washington. Good to hear. So you say spring is coming. I just saw a whole bunch of white stuff when I was driving down here this afternoon, so hopefully not too much of it driving back. We'll see. All right, let's go to KE8SWR to be followed by KE8RRF. Mr. Jeff, how are you doing?
Pretty good, Max, and everybody on the net. Just working at the boys' house again, so trying to get some stuff done and some exciting stuff coming down the pike here in the near future. So stand by. Hope to see you at Interop in a couple weeks there. KB8SWR.
All right, KB8SWR, KE8BON. You do have the pipeline, and it never seems to be empty. That's always a good thing. So, all right, let's go to KE8RRF, be followed by WD8AXB. KE8RRF, you're up for comment.
KE8RRF, that's Kilo Echo 8, Romeo Romeo Foxtrot. My name is Joe. Out of Portage, Michigan.
Hoping that you're getting a good signal.
I think we probably are tonight, for me, anyways. I don't have a lot to say. Appreciated the warmer weather this week, and I know that we're looking forward to a lot more of that in the near future. Tried out Payne's chicken last night. Long wait to get there, but it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. Keep my personal opinions to myself, I guess, on that one. But it was quite enjoyable with jalapeno potato salad, and that's all I've got for tonight. This is KE8RRF. I'm 73, over.
All right, Joe, Kilo Echo 8, Romeo Romeo Foxtrot, Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. Well, yes, you do have a good signal from Portage into East Lansing, into Diamonddale. Place sounds interesting with the potato salad there, and I better stop thinking about it because I haven't had dinner yet. Good signal overall. All right, let's go to WDAXB, and then we'll take a standby. Charlie, what's happening your way?
Yeah, Whiskey Sierra 8, Echo Oscar Charlie. This is WD8 Alpha X-ray Bravo. Charlie in Kalamazoo County, and nice to see a good contingent of District 5 representation tonight. I've been dealing the past couple weeks with COVID, and Friday and yesterday and now today have been my best days, so I think the worst part of that illness is past me, and definitely can knock an otherwise fairly healthy grown man down with all the different symptoms of that disease that can hit you all at once. I know that Kalamazoo County is through its emergency manager is considering Skywarn training. Don't have a date or place yet, and don't know if it's going to be planted towards amateur radio or if it's going to be open to the public. Don't know any of those details. Our emergency manager Brandy is working on that, and looking forward to the District 5 leadership meeting there in a couple Mondays with Brett. So with that, I will turn it back to Net Control. This is WD8AXB. Over.
WD8AXB, Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, Michigan, ARTS, CNET. Well, glad to hear, sorry to hear the COVID, but glad to hear that you're getting the worst of it behind you. So, you sounded good, and so hopefully you're feeling much better. Let's take a standby here and see if there's anybody else who'd like to join the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. If so, please call now. Are there any relays? Okay, moving on. Next up we have Tim, NAWRO, to be followed by KB9IAR. Mr. Tim, how are things in Macomb?
Yeah, well, thank you, Max. This is NAWRO. My name is Tim, one of the AACs here in D2 Macomb County. In Macomb, we currently have 30 active on our roster with 3 applicants in process. We are expecting to get approval from the state this week for our no-cost iChat account to help expedite our background checks. Many of us in the group now have the Cisco phones on the Hams over IP network, and our IT manager, John, KE8WUO is feverishly working on some significant improvements for that network. Our EC Dave, KE8YNU, is already looking at some targeted training for the upcoming spring set, such as a Winlink via RF through our gateway here in Mount Clemens. Many thanks to Central Michigan's Jeff, KB8SWR, for putting on the training, MI5 DMR training class this past Thursday for us. It was quite well received by our group and appreciated by all attending. Thanks always to Mike and Jeff for all at Central Michigan for the UHF and VHF links. That's all for Macomb County from this week. This is NAWRO, Macomb County. Back to you, Max.
All right, NAWRO, KEDON. So, thank you for that. Sounds like you've had some good training. Jeff is definitely one to talk to when you want to learn about DMR. And we look forward to seeing some more training, hopefully coming up over that way soon. Next, we go to KB9IAR to be followed by AD8MP. Mr. Don, how you doing?
Good evening, gentlemen. Yeah, this is Don in Battle Creek. Not a lot going on here. We've been doing parts on the air both Saturdays at Fort Custer. That's about all I have. KB9IAR.
All right, then, KB9IAR, KEADON, Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Clinic. So good to have you checking in. Boy, you're very active in Florida there. That's awesome. Because that in itself is a lot of good work there. Next, we'll go to 88MP, followed by N8NOR. Mr. David, how are things in your neck of the woods?
Good evening to everybody on the net. This is Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa, St. Clair Storm. The Amateur Radio Public Service Corps here with Tim and the gang. And been on hiatus for a few years taking care of family, and now that they're all grown up and I have some time, I can be more dedicated to that fully and hopefully help out some. Appreciate y'all being out there on the net tonight. Love it that it's on HF, and I'll turn it back to Net Control. This is Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa.
All right, Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa. You had a good signal out of St. Clair's into St. Clair Shores into Diamonddale here. Our next station is N8NOR, to be followed by KF8SOG. Mr. Kent, how are you doing today?
This is NALR. Good evening to everybody on the net. Name here is Ken. Just hunkering down with the cooler weather, but was very pleased with the warmer weather earlier as we're looking forward to doing some antenna work here before long, trying to raise up my G5RV a little bit further. K8RF is going to help you with that, but we're going to wait for definitely warmer weather to get that done. Other than that, great to hear everybody on the net tonight. I'm going to turn it back to you. That's it. That ain't at
all. All right. Ken, thank you. Good signal into Diamonddale as well. Everybody's got good signals this evening, by the way, everyone I'm hearing. So N8NOR, KE8DON, Michigan ARPS, CNET. We go next to KF8SOD, and then to be followed by N8QYQ. KF8SOD, you're up. Kilo Foxtrot 8 out of the Sierra Oscar Delta, you're up for comment. Nothing heard. We'll move on to NAQYQ to be followed by KE8ZQC. Mr. J, NAQYQ, you're up for comment, sir.
Well, good evening to everybody on the net. Thanks so much for having me. NAQYQ, J in Detroit. Glad to be here. Second time participating in the net. And certainly looking forward to getting more involved when there's District 2 here.
Got Scott visit in person with Keith and Keith in our one of our hospital go-gets over the weekend at the Ligonier Swap, and so excited to get more involved in volunteering in that and see what we can do here in the city. So Black and Net Control, thanks so much. NHQYQ.
All right, Jay, thank you for checking in. Good to have you with us, and for your help with the hospital with their equipment there. It's important to keep that stuff in shape and test it out from time to time. We go next to KEAZQC, and that will take us to the bottom of the roster. Kilo Echo 8, Zulu, Quebec. Charlie, you're up for comments.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.